Charlie Stewart is tall, 25 years old, and has broad shoulders. He wears a gray polo shirt and slacks and starts each morning with a protein shake. Every Tuesday, you can find him here, walking the narrow linoleum halls of the emergency department at Mount Carmel West.
So what's maybe one of the first things you do when you get here in the morning?
I usually set up. I get on and look at people's charts and find out if there are any overdoses or anyone with addiction-related, you know, services that they need here.
Stewart says when he meets a new patient, he's listening for something specific.
I don't want to put any words in anyone's mouth. I don't want to give them any ideas. I want them to have an idea like, hey, I'm thinking about getting clean. I'm thinking about going to detox. And then it's like, I can help you do that.
Stewart works with doctors and nurses, but he's not in this position because he has a degree in medicine or social work. He's trained to work with patients as a peer mentor, but he also has a past of drug addiction.
It was really started pretty young. I mean, drinking, using, partying a little too much.
Stewart says he abused a number of drugs, including opiates. Now that he's been in recovery for a number of years, he's become a powerful ally to the medical staff here. They can treat addicts with life-saving drugs, but Stewart has walked in their shoes.
I've lived it, and I know the struggle, and I see these people, and it's not that they're, you know, they don't have a moral deficiency or anything like that. They're just sick and they need help.
Before Stewart began working here, it was hard for staff to make a personal connection with someone struggling with an opiate addiction. Brian Pearson with Mount Carmel says staff would see the same patients overdosing again and again, and doctors could do little more than offer them naloxone, a drug for reversing an overdose.
They would be discharged. Either they would be discharged because there's nothing more that we could do for them, or they would be discharged because they've decided that they're going to leave and there's nothing we can do to keep them there. We can't force them to stay.
Now it's Stewart's job to put these patients in touch with detox centers or long-term treatment facilities, as well as other resources like food stamps, housing, and transportation. This position builds on a model commonly known as the community health worker. Because Stewart understands addiction, he can act as a liaison between his peers and the healthcare system. Pearson says that's exactly what happened when Stewart first came to interview for the position. He heard a patient had come in with an abscess on their neck.
And Charlie made the recommendation, hey, you know, that's commonly seen in somebody who's suffering from opiate use disorders.
The nurse went back, and after another assessment, it turned out Stewart was right.
Having Charlie in that space at that time helped identify something that might not have been identified otherwise.
And he says Stewart offers more than his insight. He's a living example of success.
He tells a story of hope. This is not a character flaw. There is hope. If I go through treatment, I can be successful. I can recover, and I can look and sound like Charlie, who's standing in front of me right now, telling his story in a really powerful way.
So far, this program has been running for 4 months and has helped 10 people enter into long-term addiction treatment. Esther Honig, Side Effects Public Media.